Chapter 7, The Military Decision-Making Process, Step 4, Course of Action Analysis and Wargaming. Once the group started to address killing the enemy tanks and fighting vehicles, the S3 took a more active role. The S2 identified two main avenues of approach that 1713 battalion-sized detachment BDET would use in the attack. Based on the speed of movement, the brigade would only get one real chance to shape those columns using close air support, CAS, and attack aviation. Cajun 3 picked two locations where, based on the terrain, CAS and attack would have the advantage in temporarily stopping the formations. The fire support officer, FSO, templated cratering or family of scatterable mines, FASCAM, minefield targets on each route and calculated the time it would take to emplace them. The S2 backed up the enemy by that same amount of time and noted the time phase line, PL, at which he would have to identify which route the enemy main effort was using. The collection manager added named areas of interest, NAIs, at those locations and noted the latest time information of value for each in case the Brigade Combat Team, BCT, collection plan had not already identified the enemy main effort per the event template. Lesson/best practice. Leverage time during course of action COA analysis to further develop COAs and add details and decision points. Refrain from conducting incidental wargaming discussions during COA development or mission analysis, MA. Incorporate sufficient time in the military decision-making process, MDMP, timeline to conduct a thorough wargaming so staffs can adequately capture friction points or potential adjustments to the COA. This facilitates developing COA-specific commanders' critical information requirements, CCIRs, and corresponding decision points. From there, the staff can produce a more refined decision support matrix, DSM. COA analysis, or wargaming, enables commanders and staffs to identify difficulties, coordination problems, and probable consequences of planned actions for each COA being considered. It helps them to synchronize combat power and resources, identify and mitigate risk, exploit opportunities, reduce friction, and improve COAs. COA analysis may require commanders and staffs to revisit parts of a COA as discrepancies arise. COA analysis not only appraises the quality of each COA, but it also uncovers potential execution problems, decisions, and contingencies. In addition, COA analysis influences how commanders and staffs understand a problem, how they understand enemy strengths and weaknesses, and how they determine what may require the planning process to restart when the desired end state is not achieved. Wargaming further allows the staff to synchronize the six warfighting functions, WFFs, for each COA. It also enables the commander and staff to determine how to maximize the effects of combat power while protecting friendly forces and minimizing collateral damage, refine the visualization of the operation, anticipate operational events, determine conditions and resources required for success, determine when and where to apply force capabilities, identify coordination needed to produce synchronized results, determine the most flexible COA. Lesson/best practice. Wargaming is a technique to compare various COAs against criteria defined for that purpose. In a time-constrained tactical environment, a single directed COA is developed. In this case, do not wargame to complete the COA. Rather, staff should complete the COA first by articulating and recording all WFF actions across time on the synchronization matrix, SYNCMAT. Once done, wargame action-reaction-counteraction can proceed at a reasonable pace and time, led by the S3, Operations Officer, and S2, Intelligence Officer, and adjudicated by the Executive Officer, XO. Since the plan is already complete, the remainder of the staff listens and only provides input if refinements to the plan are needed. COA analysis is a disciplined process with rules and steps that attempt to visualize the flow of an operation. The process considers the friendly force strength and disposition, the enemy's capabilities, and how those will play out when executing possible COAs. It attempts to understand the impact and requirements of civilians in the area of operations, AO, and other aspects of the situation. The simplest form of COA analysis, or wargaming, is the manual method, often using a tabletop approach with blow-ups of matrices and templates. The most sophisticated form of COA analysis, or wargaming, is computer-aided modeling and simulation. Typically, most Army units and planning teams use the wargaming method, and it is the primary method discussed. This basic wargaming method, modified to fit the specific mission and environment, applies to offensive, defensive, and stability or defense support of civil authorities' operations. At the end of wargaming, the staff should have refined the COAs, refined their understanding of the operating environment, and synchronized activities across the organization. COA analysis will allow the staff to make a recommendation about which COA best supports the commander's visualization. Lesson/best practice. Going into the war game with a single COA that is complete, meaning all warfighting products are filled out to an 80 to 90% solution, allows staffs to focus on wargaming the COA instead of completing the plan during the war game. During the action, reaction, counteraction drill, staffs validate the following. Do the subordinate elements have the right task/purpose? Do subordinate elements have the necessary strength and capabilities to achieve their task/purpose? Is there anything that must be resynchronized? Are all the necessary graphics to command and control C2, the possible enemy options, produced? Are all the right decisions in the right place? Lesson/best practice. If you do not have a complete COA, for example, the fighting products are not done in draft, then your war game will be a synchronization drill to complete those products instead of a war game. This will likely prevent you from doing the war game in depth, a complete war game from beginning to end, because you are building the fighting products. Starting the war game with a complete plan or COA allows war gaming using the box or critical event methods. Helpful COA analysis techniques. The following techniques can reduce the friction of the COA analysis process. During COA development, designate a lead for COA analysis and have that individual, with personnel from across the staff, prepare the location and visual representation. As soon as all staffs complete COA development, they can break and immediately begin COA analysis without losing momentum. Prepare written notes for the recorder. Task, purpose, actions, orders, and reports are verbally presented, but a briefer also should handwrite notes to the recorder with all information, including unit, turn number, and step, action, reaction, or counteraction. Written notes speed the COA process because the recorder has all information in front of them. A note stating no change ensures information is not accidentally omitted. To avoid surprises, and if time allows, the intelligence officer should brief the leader on the threat's plan before beginning the war game. Optimally, they brief the event matrix to ensure the threat uses the same matrix when wargaming multiple COAs. Avoid pre-filling the sync mat. Pre-filling saves time, but a change in the COA requires that all related cells be updated. If this does not occur because cells are pre-filled, the error is compounded. An alternative is to pre-fill only the initial set and the action portion. To synchronize the operation in time, space, and purpose, tie turns to a date-time group, stating that a turn lasts from a certain H hour to another, or lasts an entire phase, creates confusion. Remove confusion by stating a turn period in time only. For example, turn 1 lasts from 0601 hours to 1000 hours. Have a facilitator in charge of the war game so the leader can remain objective. A facilitator ensures the war game process runs smoothly while the leader focuses on the problem. The best person to brief actions of a unit or capability is either a liaison officer, LNO, or a planner for that unit or capability. During COA development, COA analysis, and COA rehearsal, and given alternative threat COAs, spend 1/3 of available time on the base plan and 2/3 of available time on branches and sequels. A battle never progresses according to plan, therefore additional time spent on branches and sequels is value added. Although a properly executed war game resembles a rehearsal, with a counteraction step included, do not wait until the rehearsal to identify and reduce friction points. If time allows, take a friendly COA, or all friendly COAs, and analyze it against several different threat COAs. Issue guidance. The staff begins by disseminating guidance provided by the commander following COA development. The XO should review and adjust the planning timeline to ensure the wargaming is detailed enough to develop required outputs and allows timely production of an order for subordinates before the rehearsal. Other guidance that may be provided includes technique used to conduct COA analysis and expected participants, number of COAs to analyze, objective of the analysis, such as synchronize action at the decisive point, decisive operation, critical event, decision point, phase of the operation, or as time allows the entire operation, type of visual representation and responsible staff to develop it, method used for analysis, recording technique, units or capabilities used, roles and responsibilities of participants, initial problem set, COA and COA analysis assumptions, time period covered, any other specific guidance necessary for staff members to prepare. Gather tools. After the commander issues guidance, the next task for COA analysis is for the staff to gather the necessary tools to conduct the war game. The Chief of Staff, COS, or XO directs the staff to gather tools, materials, and data for the war game. The Battalion, BN, or Brigade XO, Intelligence Staff Officer, S2, Operations Officer, S3, and the Fire Cell decide on each event, turn, to be wargamed, and the start and end date or time. Staff members bring an updated running estimate including facts, assumptions, constraints, limitations, specified tasks, implied tasks, and the status of key capabilities. Staff should also include additional relevant information for their warfighting function to support the wargame method. Wargaming is done with maps, sand tables, computer simulations, C2 information systems, or other tools that accurately reflect the terrain and enemy forces. The staff post the COA on a map displaying the AO. As with each step of the MDMP, having effective planning standard operating procedures, PSOPs, should expedite this process. The tools required include, but are not limited to, running estimates, threat-templated COAs and models, civil considerations overlays, databases and data files, modified combined obstacle overlays, MCOOs, and terrain effects matrices, a recording method, completed COAs including graphics, sync mats and decision support templates, DSTs and matrices, a means to post or display enemy and friendly unit symbols and other organizations, a map or sketch of the AO. Beyond the products that will assist the entire team in conducting the war game, each staff section should bring those items it will refine in anticipation of moving to orders production. List friendly forces. The planning team lists all units two levels below its echelon and any critical or key assets and capabilities that can be committed to the operation, paying special attention to support relationships and constraints. This list includes assets from all participants operating in the AO. The friendly forces list remains constant for all COAs. List assumptions. The commander and staff review previous assumptions for continued validity and necessity for each COA. Any changes resulting from this review are captured. List known critical events and decision points. A critical event is an event that directly influences mission accomplishment. Critical events include events that trigger significant actions or decisions, such as commitment of an enemy reserve, complicated actions requiring detailed study, such as a passage of lines, and essential tasks. The list of critical events includes major events from the unit's current position through mission accomplishment. It includes reactions by civilians that potentially affect operations or require allocation of significant assets to account for essential stability tasks. A decision point is a point in time and space when the commander or staff anticipates making a key decision concerning a specific COA. Key decisions are decisions that commanders make. During large-scale combat, there may be circumstances based on the tempo and anticipated operational environment, OE, where a commander delegates specific decisions with a set of criteria as directed by the commander to a second in command. Decision points may be associated with the status of the friendly force or ongoing operations, and they may be associated with CCIRs that describe what information the commander needs to make the anticipated decision. Decision points do not dictate what the decision is, only that the commander must make one and when and where it should be made to maximize impact on friendly or enemy COAs or to accomplish stability tasks. Select the wargaming method. When wargaming, there are three recommended wargaming methods: belt, avenue in depth, and box. Each considers the area of interest, AOI, and all enemy forces that can affect the outcome of the operation. Planners can use these methods separately or in combination and modify them as appropriate for long-term operations dominated by stability. The belt method divides the AO into belts, areas running the width of the AO. The shape of each belt is based on the factors of mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops and support available, time available, civil considerations, mission variables, army, MET-TCI. The belt method works best when conducting offensive and defensive tasks on terrain divided into well-defined cross-compartments during phased operations such as gap crossings, air assaults or airborne operations, or when the enemy is deployed in clearly defined belts or echelons. Belts can be adjacent to or overlap each other. This wargaming method is based on a sequential analysis of events in each belt. Commanders prefer it because it focuses simultaneously on all forces affecting a particular belt. A belt might include more than one critical event. Under time-constrained conditions, the commander can use a modified belt method. The modified belt method divides the AO into not more than three sequential belts. These belts are not necessarily adjacent or overlapping, but they focus on critical actions throughout the depth of the AO. Lesson/best practice. The belt method is effective when the enemy is in clearly defined areas such as disruption, battle, and support zones. The belt method also clearly distinguishes boundaries for rear, deep, and close area activities among friendly forces. Staffs may focus on critical events or the decisive operation in a time-constrained environment. The avenue in depth method focuses on one avenue of approach, AA, at a time, beginning with the decisive operation. This method is good for offensive COAs or in the defense when canalizing terrain inhibits mutual support. Lesson/best practice. The avenue in depth method is effective when friendly forces can maneuver along a single AA throughout the depth of an AO because of canalizing terrain. This technique looks at all subordinate units' activities from start to finish within an AO. This technique does not seek to tie activities to those of adjacent units. The box method is a detailed analysis of a critical event, such as an engagement area, EA, a wet gap crossing site, or a landing zone. It works best in a time-constrained environment, such as a hasty attack. The box method is particularly useful when planning operations in non-contiguous AOs. When using this method, the staff isolates an area and focuses on critical events in it. Staff members assume that friendly units can handle most situations in the AO and focus their attention on the critical event or events. Lesson/best practice. The box method is effective when time limitations only allow staffs to conduct detailed synchronization of a few crucial areas. This technique relies on staffs to independently fill in all activities that are not wargamed, risks lack of cross-function discussion, and relies on expertise of those staff officers to understand implications of their recommendations on other WFF activities. Select method to record and display results. Two methods commonly used to record and display results are the SyncMAT method and the SketchNote method. The amount of detail depends on the time available. Unit Standard Operating Procedures, SOPs, should address details and methods of recording and displaying wargame results. Lesson/best practice. Some units use a combination of a SyncMAT and SketchNote, where briefers write down the details for their action and turn it into a recorder after briefing the group to allow the staff to move forward while details are typed into the synchronization matrix. Assign an operator and command post computing environment, CPCE system, in the wargaming area to input additional graphics and retain in a folder for distribution pending approval. Having a map in addition to the wargaming table that has operations, fires, and sustainment overlays for recording adjustments to / additional graphic control measures allows staff to work away from the wargame table to record grids and discuss topics not related to the current turn. The sync mat is a tool the staff uses to record the results of wargaming. It helps them synchronize a COA across time, space, and purpose in relationship to potential enemy and civil actions. The sync mat typically identifies those pieces of critical information necessary to guide, record, and synchronize the wargame, such as weather and light data, area of influence critical information, enemy actions, population or civilian action when expected to impact operation, decision points, control measures, friendly actions, risk, other organizations or partners potentially impacting a COA when appropriate. The sketchnode method uses brief notes concerning critical locations or tasks and purposes. These notes refer to specific locations or relate to general considerations covering broad areas. The commander and staff mark locations on the map and on a separate wargame worksheet. Staff members use sequential numbers to link the notes to the corresponding locations on the map or overlay. Staff members also identify actions by placing them in sequential action groups, giving each subtask a separate number. They use the wargame worksheet to identify all pertinent data for a critical event. They, staff members, assign each event a number and title and use the columns on the worksheet to identify and list in sequence, sequence of events, units and assigned tasks, expected enemy actions and counteractions or reactions, friendly reactions or actions and counteractions, total assets needed for the task, estimated time to accomplish the task, decision point tied to executing the task, CCIRs, control measures, remarks. Execute wargame and assess the results. Wargaming is a conscious attempt to visualize the flow of operations, given the friendly forces' strengths and dispositions, the enemy's capabilities and possible COAs, and civilian locations and activities. During the wargame, the commander and staff try to foresee the actions, reactions, and counteractions of all participants, including civilians. The staff analyzes each selected event. It identifies tasks that the force one echelon below it must accomplish, using assets two echelons below the staff. Identifying strengths and weaknesses of each COA allows the staff to adjust COAs as necessary. The wargame focuses on actors rather than the tools used. Staff members who participate in wargaming should be the individuals deeply involved in developing COAs. Red team members, who can provide alternative points of view, provide insight on each COA. In stability tasks, subject matter experts in areas such as economic or local governance can also help assess the probable results of planned actions, including analytically identifying possible unintended effects. The wargame follows an action-reaction-counteraction cycle. Actions are those events initiated by the side with the initiative. Reactions are the opposing side's actions in response. With regard to stability tasks, the wargame tests the effects of actions, including intended and unintended effects, as they stimulate anticipated responses from civilians and civil institutions. Counteractions are how the first side improves its action from the expected responses to reactions. The sequence of action, reaction, counteraction continues until the event to be covered is completed or until the commander decides to use another COA to accomplish the mission. The staff considers all possible forces, including templated enemy forces outside the AO that can influence the operation. The staff also considers the actions of civilians in the AO, especially when fighting in dense urban environments or when conducting consolidation of gains. The staff evaluates each friendly move to determine the assets and actions required to defeat the enemy at that point or to accomplish stability tasks. The staff continually considers branches to the plan that promote success against likely enemy counteractions or unexpected civilian reactions. Lastly, the staff lists assets used in the appropriate columns of the worksheet or sketchnote. The planning team examines many areas during the war game. These include but are not limited to all friendly capabilities, all enemy capabilities and critical civil considerations that impact operations, movement considerations, closure rates, lengths of columns, formation depths, ranges and capabilities of weapon systems, desired effects of fires, templated enemy forces outside the AO, sustainment, time and space, including sequencing, phasing, and boundaries, branches, and sequels. The commander and staff consider how to create conditions for success, protect the force, and shape an OE. Experience, historical data, SOPs, and doctrinal literature provide much of the necessary information. During the war game, staff officers continuously assess and mitigate risk for their functional areas for each COA whenever possible. They then propose appropriate control measures. They continually assess the risk of adverse reactions from population and media resulting from actions taken by all sides in the operation. Staff officers develop ways to mitigate those risks. The staff identifies the required assets of the WFFs to support the concept of operations, including those needed to synchronize sustaining operations. If requirements exceed available assets, the staff recommends priorities based on the situation, commander's intent, and planning guidance. To maintain flexibility, the commander may decide to create a reserve to maintain assets for unforeseen tasks or opportunities. The commander can modify any COA based on how things develop during the war game. When doing this, the commander validates the composition and location of the decisive operation, shaping operations, and reserve forces. Control measures are adjusted as necessary. The commander may also identify situations, opportunities, or additional critical events that require more analysis. The staff performs this analysis quickly and incorporates the results into the wargaming record. An effective wargame results in the commander and staff refining, identifying, analyzing, developing, and determining several effects. Conduct a wargame briefing, optional. Time permitting, the staff delivers a briefing to ensure everyone understands the results of the wargame. Typically, this briefing is not given to the commander. The staff uses the briefing for review and ensures that it captures all relevant points of the wargame for presentation to the commander, COS, XO, or deputy or assistant commander. In a collaborative environment, the briefing may include selected subordinate staffs. A wargame brief generally includes higher echelon headquarters mission, commander's intent, and brief overview of scheme of maneuver, updated intelligence preparation of the battlefield, IPB, wargaming method used, friendly and enemy COAs that were wargamed, including assumptions used, critical events, concept of operations, analysis results, modifications made, additional commander's guidance, additional COA analysis responsibilities by WFF. General Wargaming Responsibilities. Paragraphs 5-171 through 5-190 of FM50 discuss specific individual and staff section responsibilities for wargaming. Unit PSOP should delineate staff section duties, responsibilities, products, and outputs. How to master wargaming. The Center for Army Lessons Learned, CALL, works closely with Combat Training Centers, CTCs, to provide lessons and best practices for the Army. These lessons and best practices are codified in CALL handbooks and other mediums. CALL Handbook 20-06, How to Master Wargaming, Commander and Staff Guide to Improving COA Analysis is one tool, in conjunction with Army Doctrinal Resources, to assist COA analysis and wargaming. Handbook 20-06 can be found on the CALL public website. Chapter 2 of CALL Handbook 20-06, Thoughts on Course of Action Analysis Process, Action, Reaction, Counteraction, and Adjudication provides numerous details on what makes a COA analysis successful and articulates challenges with the MDMP. A successful COA analysis is structured and rules-based, is a combination of science and art, is honest, introspective, and objective, applies critical thinking and avoids bias or mind traps, explores second and third order effects, includes realistic and plausible environments, friendly and enemy forces and capabilities, decisions, adjudication of actions, has detailed notes recorded, updates the products/estimates throughout. The following are tips for a successful COA analysis. Have all tools on hand, prepared and ready. Have all the correct participants in the correct places. Have an ergonomic setup. Participants must be able to see, hear, and be free from distractions. The facilitator must clearly understand and be able to articulate the time period and what events will be covered in each action, reaction, counteraction segment. All participants must understand exactly what is to be wargamed in time and space, understand the common thinking or psychological traps, biases, and prejudices that can create inaccurate assessments. Examples include being emotionally attached to a COA, confirmation bias, or anchoring. Even a participant's branch, rank, or personal experience can create unconscious bias. Be honest and candid when evaluating a COA. Commanders must create an environment where subordinates can freely and professionally voice concerns and disagreements, especially with those who outrank them or have domineering personalities. Ensure adjudication outcomes are realistic and probable. Focus on the most probable outcomes. Less probable outcomes should be wargamed separately as branches. Focus on decision points and explore second and third order effects and mitigations. Each participant should understand their own inputs and outputs to the wargame and how to succinctly present them. Participants should provide input into reverse WFFs and specialties to assist intelligence in describing environment and enemy actions/capabilities. Identify advantages, disadvantages, risks, and areas requiring further study as the wargame progresses. As the wargame progresses, fill out, develop, and refine additional products such as tasks to subordinates, coordinating instructions, and additional graphic control measures, DSTs, and sync mats. Include specialty LNOs in the planning process. These might include attachments that are unfamiliar with the process, such as coalition partners, United States Marine Corps attachments, etc. Do not have tunnel vision and neglect to incorporate events from adjacent units into the war game. Ensure information operations, IO, and political, military, economic, social, information, infrastructure, physical environment, and time, PMISI, PT, are incorporated. For example, refugees can disrupt movement schedules as surely as a minefield and newspaper headlines can change a campaign outcome. The following are common issues with COA analysis. Failure to practice. From practice comes all MDMP understanding and proficiency. The field should not be the first time, or even the second or third, the collective staff is conducting a war game together. Participants lack experience and education to provide useful or realistic input that is packaged clearly and succinctly. Participants do not understand WFF's role in relation to other WFFs and the big picture. Incomplete COAs. COAs must be complete, or time will be wasted and confusion will prevail as COA analysis turns into COA development. Rarely is there enough time to wargame all COAs thoroughly and incorporate branches and sequels into the analysis. Choices must be made when planning the wargame, as in most planning steps, of what the priorities are and where planning risk can be tolerated. Wasting time during execution. The planning team leader must not be afraid to cut people off, use brief by exception, or shelve issues. It is COA analysis, not COA development or an open-ended brainstorming session. Avoid bogging down in minutia or arguments on battle damage assessment, BDA. Wargaming battle drills instead of COAs. COA analysis is not the time to rehearse or discuss unit or staff battle drills. The opposing force, OP4, changes the enemy COA substantially from previous briefings. For example, instead of wargaming against the most likely COA, which the friendly COA was designed to defeat, the wargame is against something the plan was not designed for, and that should be considered a branch. The OP4 is not given the opportunity to fight back as a thinking and adaptive enemy. Units often focus planning, wargaming, and rehearsing only on actions on the objective. However, units often encounter difficulties and culminate before reaching the objective. Ensure actions during contested movements or while forces are otherwise vulnerable are adequately addressed. COA analysis does the following. Create shared understanding through visualization and discussion of friendly, enemy, environment, and other domains in time and space. Understanding informs decision-making, refines existing decision points and identifies new ones and identifies branches and gaps, facilitates identifying risks and mitigation to those risks, as well as opportunities to exploit, tests friendly COAs against various enemy COAs and variables, illustrates possible outcomes, and facilitates identifying advantages and disadvantages of a COA, synchronizes and refines a COA across all WFFs, enables more detailed planning than in COA development. It allows for refining the plan, improving incorporation of enablers, and creating or updating products like sync mats, situation templates, graphics, tasks, and decision support matrices, DSMs. Detailed record keeping by all participants greatly eases the completion of the final order. Challenges, assumptions, and planning factors. Facilitates the determining of information requirements, IRs. Validates COAs as feasible, viable, and acceptable. COA analysis does not do the following. Predict with certainty. War games can predict plausibility, but there are too many variables to definitively predict probability. Create reproducible results. Expect neither a real operation nor a repeat of a war game to unfold exactly as predicted. Address chance, that is, black swans, or reveal the enemy's thought process. Cajun 3 in the Brigade, BDE, aviation officer, templated the airspace required for the attack aviation at each location with the FSO and Air LNO. Cajun 3 identified which route would be the BCT focus as a decision point for the DSM and tasked one of his assistant S3s, AS3s, to codify the whole plan in the sync mat. Cajun 3 brought a completed sketch to Cajun 6 at 0230 hours for refined guidance.